Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
We don't have a lot of hard and fast rules here on Thunder and Lightning, but one of them has always been if you win an SEC championship, you get to be on the show. So Coach Charlie Ewing joins us now. Mississippi State Women's Golf SEC Champions 2024. Congratulations, Coach. Talk us through the moment where you knew that the championship was yours and how that felt.
It was a really, really special day and experience. You know, I spent the first half of the matches, the whole front nine, not looking at the updates of the scores or anything, really just keeping myself accountable to being present. You know, something that I know that the team keeps themselves accountable to it. So I feel like that's something that I should do myself. And it was really just helpful to, with the matches that I was with and the players that I was coaching, just help stay very present, making sure that we're actually doing our jobs and executing what we need to do. But as we get to that back nine, it's important to start to know where things stand and kind of start to know how things are flowing. And at the time it was really, really close. I know that Avery, Julia, Izzy, I don't think they were ever down in their matches. And if they were, it was really early in the matches. So for the entire day, those 3 points that we won, they pretty much had some level of control in it for the majority. But there was that point where Avery's match got tied there on the back nine. Izzy was up in hers. Julia was up in hers. And we were at a two. We were up in two, down in two, tied in one. And that was really just, that was the moment where you knew the SC championship was being decided in just in a matter of the next few holes. And for the golf that they played down the stretch with everything on the line, it was really special. Something I'll never forget, seeing Izzy was just automatic with her approach shot. She was just, I mean, she was hitting it right at the flag time and time again. Julia had massive control of her match that day. And she was all, you know, she was three up early and she basically stayed there. And then the clutch shots that Avery hit down the stretch to gain the lead back again on number 13, an incredible four iron on number 15 on a par three that you probably can't see it on TV, but a four iron that gets to probably about a 25 footer, makes par on that hole, win that hole. The bunker shot on 16 was unbelievable. If she doesn't hit perfectly, it goes in the water. And then, of course, the wedge shot that everybody got to see, she hit it to a foot to win, was it was amazing just how quickly things can change and flow in match play. And I'm just really excited that our team was the one that took the greatest advantage of the opportunities out there.
Yeah, you think about being a coach, right? As a football coach, you have practice, and then in the game, you're calling the plays. Basketball sort of the same way. Baseball sort of the same way. I know what I think I have an idea of what a golf coach does in practice. What does a golf coach do during the tournament?
Well, it depends on the coach. There is going to be a lot more variety from a coaching standpoint than you might see in a football basketball sense, where you know they're so involved every single play. And you know, in basketball, they're dang near out on the court, you know, coaching in the middle of some of those plays. And but in I know Coach Jan sure is, but you know, in golf. A lot of coaches handle it just like a caddy, where you might walk with a player for 18 holes and go through the shot by shot and really be there as a full, basically a full-time support piece. There are other coaches that will step aside and basically say, hey, we do all our preparation at home. We do all of our coaching at home. When we get to the golf tournament, you just kind of go do your thing. I tend to lean a little bit more on the hands-off when we're at tournaments, but Lauren, our assistant coach, she stays pretty hands-on at the course. And that depends on what the players want. It also depends on the coach's strengths. And that's something I've kind of started to trend a little bit towards, myself being a little bit more hands-off and just stepping in as needed, where the players need my support, need my assistance. And Lauren has been a little bit more hands-on and involved, where the players like a little bit more consistent help from her. And whether it's talking through shots or just staying positively distracted in between shots.
If you ever need anybody just to walk the course and just like make fun of the other golfers, I'm your man. I'm happy to do that for your team. Just to let you know. That psychological edge.
Yeah, well, in golf, you know, there's not enough of the fan interaction of booing other teams and heckling, and I think we could really bring that into the game.
Have you seen Happy Gilmore? It'll be a little bit like that.
We could bring that into the game. I don't know how that'd be received, but I don't know, but we'll think about it.
So you have a conference championship in the bag, and now you move on to the NCAA tournament. So that begs the question, is this a team that can win a national title?
You know, if you ask our team, the answer is yes. And that's really the only opinion that matters to us. So we're really excited about the momentum that we've built up over the last couple of weeks now. You know, there's belief and knowing that you can do something is extremely powerful. But when you actually have the proof and the evidence is there and you see yourself get it done, there's nothing that can replace that. So this team now has that proof of what it takes to win at a championship level. And, at the SEC championship, a lot of those teams, we're going to see them again at regionals. And then, if we do our job, then we'll see them again at the national championship as well. So we're going to see a lot of those teams again. And that just is a testament to how strong the conference is. And that's just something that really has boded well for the confidence of this team, that they can look and say, okay, this is what we've done. Most importantly, what we're where we are as a team right now is, okay, how did we do it? And getting really deep into understanding the how, not just that we did it, but how did we do it? So then we can replicate that in a lot of our preparation and our practice, understand where our minds were, how we used our minds as positive tools. So then when we get to the regional tournament, the national championship, that those are things that we can replicate, not just assume that they're just going to happen on their own.
Julio Lopez Ramirez, back-to-back SEC champion. What's the ceiling on her? How high can she go? Can she be somebody that we're looking up in a few years and she's making noise on the LPGA?
I'm certainly not going to be the one that puts a ceiling on her because she'll probably blow right through it. Whatever is out there that can be accomplished, I have full faith and confidence that she can do it. The LPGA Tour is certainly where she has her sights set. From a mind standpoint, she has what it takes to be successful out there. From a skill standpoint, she certainly has what it takes to be successful out there. Now, of course, there's no guarantees when it gets to the professional level. And I think one of the greatest tools that she has is that she understands that. There are no guarantees in the game of golf. There's no guarantees that she's going to play well at any given tournament that we show up at. And she takes that mindset. I've heard Tom Brady talk a lot about how every single day he showed up at practice, he felt like he had to earn his job. And she brings a little bit of that same mindset of no matter how much success she's had, she comes to the golf course and says, I have to get better today. And that's the way that she approaches it. That's how she presents herself. That's how she presents to her team. And that's something that bleeds in throughout the team of not only I have to get better today, but hey, team, we have to get better today. And she's brought a great mindset since winning the SEC championship last week on an individual standpoint, but also on a team standpoint of presenting to the team, if we want to win a national championship, we have to perform better than what we did at the SEC championship. We have to be better than what we've been. Even though that was good enough for that week, we need better for what's coming up in these next coming weeks. So her leadership is one of her greatest assets, and she drives herself that way, but also drives this team that way as well. So I think she's got the mind for what it takes to be successful at the professional level, because she doesn't expect anything to ever be handed to her.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the young lady who previously Mississippi State would have considered its greatest woman golfer. I don't know if you know her or not, but have you spoken to her about this young lady and how they're competing for each other's records here?
Yeah, so I know her very, very well. She actually she actually gave me this ring right here, my first ring, and this team that we've got here is giving me a different type of ring. We talk about it all the time, and Allie is really just. She has a different role in the program now than she had 10 years ago when she was a player on the team. And she's really enjoyed taking on the mom role. So when we have team dinner, she welcomes everybody over and she has stuff prepared. And she likes to serve the team in that way, but also as a coaching role as well, as our volunteer coach. She likes to serve as a mentor and give them a really good perspective of what it's like to be out on the professional level and what's worked for her. She wants to be available for Julia and her pursuits beyond college golf, because Allie does have that experience at the professional level. Julia is going that direction. She's going to be turning pro in the next 13, 14 months, and that's going to be something that's very new for her. And Allie's nothing but excited and supported for Julia and what she's doing and the record she's breaking and setting and all the success that she's having. And from my perspective, I think it's really cool to have that relationship with Allie and what she's established for this program and the foundation that she built 10 years ago, and now what's being built on top of that and the success that we're having now with a new generation of players that are able to continue and build on what players in the past have done in this program, like Allie and some other great players that have come through here.
You got one Mississippian on your roster, Avery Weed from down there in Ocean Springs. You know, I know that the international scene is where you do a ton of your recruiting, but what's the state of golf and women's golf here in the state of Mississippi, in your opinion?
You know, it's with a smaller population, there's just not going to be as many players as maybe come out of big population states like California, Texas, Florida. And I would say that's probably true just about any sport. But the quality of golf in the state of Mississippi is it's gotten really good as of late. There's some really good junior players across the state. You know, we graduated our last Mississippian from the team last year, which left us with no Mississippians on the team. And it was a perfect time for Avery to come in and fill that hole. We'd love to have our local homegrown Mississippians on the team. And Avery, she doesn't know anything other than maroon and white. They're a Mississippi State family through and through. So this is the only school that she visited in the recruiting process. And that's something that really means a lot to us, that, you know, that she was just so committed and dedicated to not just her own pursuit of collegiate golf, but doing it in the maroon and white. She really just didn't want to have any other options than come play at Mississippi State. And, you know, over the years, you look at the players, of course, college golf is very international game, like you said. And Mississippi isn't one of those states that has 20, 25 million people across the state. But the Mississippians that do come to Mississippi State have a lot of success. You go look back at Chad Ramey and Allie when they were in school here. And then Hunter Logan's doing big, great things for the men's team on their team right now. Hannah Levi, Blair Stockett, they've had great careers at Mississippi State. Now Avery stepped in and she's had a really good year. And Drew Wilson on the men's side, he's had a really good year in his redshirt freshman year. So there's a lot of Mississippians have come in and had some really good success at Mississippi State. And that's something that we're really proud of. And it's something that we're really excited to share in the recruiting process of the really good Mississippi kids that are coming up.
In athletics today, the top three letters are NIL. And that's what everybody talks about. I personally can't stand talking about it, but you can't get away from it either. But it's always about football. It's always about basketball. With your program, what is the effect of NIL?
So NIL, it's alive and well in every sport and in collegiate athletics. You know, that's what college sports are now, and it's something that I want our team to really be able to take advantage of, because it's something that if it's available to them, I want them to be able to take advantage of anything that they possibly can. They deserve it, and we have a really, really good, genuine support. Supportive fan base, and donors and boosters, and then the businesses around Starkville want to be involved and want to be supportive. So, you know, NIL is something that is alive and well in our program. It's something that, I believe that it's a very genuine, approach to it right now. It's something that I certainly don't want it to be abused. I know there are opportunities for NIL to be something that is abused and taken advantage of and used in the wrong ways. That's not something that I love in collegiate athletics, but I do believe that when it is used appropriately, which I do really believe it is in our game and in our program, that our team has the opportunity to take advantage of. And I'm really excited for those opportunities that anybody earns.
One last question. You know, the average person, you know, who likes golf, when they're off of work, they go play golf. What do you do when you're off work?
I don't play golf. I'll tell you that much. Allie, it's like pulling teeth to get me just to come play nine holes with her. I like being outdoors. That's one reason that Mississippi is a great place for me, and Mississippi State is a great university for me to be at, because it's a place where it's really easy to enjoy the outdoors here. It's a really enjoyable place. So I like to hunt. Get outside and, you know, get on the tractor and disc up my fields and plant something for the summertime. That's something I plan on doing this weekend. So that's something that I really enjoy. And but right now with Allie playing professionally, that's I don't play golf myself, but I go watch her golf. So I'm very, very professional at watching golf, whether it's our golf team or whether it's Allie's golf. I watch a lot of golf, and I watch it in person. Actually, women's golf. It's not just golf. It's women's golf. So women's golf is my life. That's what I do in my work time. That's what I do in my spare time, is I watch our team, and I watch Allie play a lot.
There you go. Coach Charlie Ewing, Mississippi State Women's Golf, SEC champions. Thanks so much for joining me. Appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian. Hail State.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.